Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Jiggle. Uh-huh.
Bam. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let it bump, though.
Uh-huh.
From standing on the corners bopping, to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen, for dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard, from the dope spot with the smoke block cleaning the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell, my only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail? Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grips or shots, and if you with me, mama, rub on your tits and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our blocks. And my plot is stick up the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh. It's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh. It's sip the Chris and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, nigga, volume 2. Y'all niggas get ready. For those drooled out, all my niggas locked down in a 10x4, controlling the house. We live in hard knocks, we don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. I'd rather that. I float for chicks wishing they ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots, all my ballers that's born the clock. No one will be on top whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot, sleeping on futons and cots, the king size, green machines, the green fives, the scene pies. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills, then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers, y'all might feel we homies. I'm like, still, y'all don't know me, shit. I'm tight grill, when my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? Gotta eat, stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustling still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, etched your name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for ya, nigga.
This has been Yam Session. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks everyone for listening. That was Hard Knock Life by Jay-Z off Volume 2. This is Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z and MGK off Volume 3. But we're going to cut it short in a little bit for Smoothies for Babies. So stay tuned for that, because they're going to have some nice tunes. And yeah, have a great night. Bye.
You know why? Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em. Cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good. But I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talking about what's the reasons. I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em. Till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts. Then it's beep beep, then I'm picking 'em up. Let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken piss in cup. Divorce 'em and split his bucks. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I'll be forever mackin', hard-coded assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in, and let's rise.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. We're live.
Whoa.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, what's everyone.
Up? Hi.
This is Emma.
And Poot. Soshi.
And
Soshi on the third mic.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts Reform Radio, coming at you live from Medford, baby. Anyone got... Oh, this is Smoothies for Babies, by the way, but... Unfortunately, we're missing our treasured other co-host, Meredith Clark. She can't be with us tonight. But I have two lovely stand-ins. Anyone have anything to say?
Ruthie's taking selfies.
Well, it's
distracting.
I look good with
process.
The mic, bruv. So, do we take calls on this thing or what?
Yeah, we can. And we should. Calling and you know what?
Before we even, to be callers?
Before we even start the show, I did want to give a brief shout out to Brett Lennon. Thank you for listening. She also couldn't be here tonight. Yeah.
Brett.
Hey, bro.
So we have some music for y'all, and we'll get back to some other things. We have a lot of stuff planned for this. For this here show, but I guess without further ado, let's just play some music and we'll get to it later. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
In a room full of people hanging on one person's breath, we would all vote him most likely to be loved to death. I hope he still wants it, but it might remind him of when he aimed for the bullseye and hit it 9 times out of 10. That one time his hand slipped and I saw the dart sail away. Don't know where it landed, but I'm guessing between green and gray. Well, I thought nothing of it, but it still haunts him like a ghost. With all eyes upon him, except to the matter the most. He says, green is the color that everyone sees all around me. Cheers, less I can hear, and they don't really care what I play. It might be for her, but for now it's between green and gray. Now we're gone, and to us that feels right. But for him, every one of those evenings turns into a night. With another hotel room where he lays awake to pretend that he's doing fine with his notebook and Discman for friends. He says, green is the color that everyone sees all around me. What I hear, what I write fills the room and my head starts to sway. It might be for her, but for now it's between green and gray. And do you want those loud white feelings so strong make the body so weak? Then he woke, now he's scared to death somebody hurt. If it was you and you know her, please don't say a word.
This is Smoothies for Babies, and I'm your host, Emma.
Hi, I'm Poot.
And Sasha's here too, but she's being quiet.
I'm sorry.
So, we decided to interrupt your normally scheduled listening pleasure of the song Slow Hands, which will be coming up next. You just heard Memento Mori by Crywank, which is honestly... it's been on loop in
yeah,
this
I didn't
house.
Know that was Crywank, because I definitely have Cry... I didn't know that that was Crywank. Yeah. Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Beep, bop, bop, bop. But we interrupted your regular programming for a dramatic reading from the reading that I'm doing right now, which makes absolutely no sense, and I'm going to read it out loud. This is from an essay by John Paul Rico called Preface and Minor from Logic to the Lore. And it goes a little something like this. In this passage, he's describing a friend's sexual encounter. The erotics of this encounter are as inescapable as I would not argue erotics to be irreparable if one were to leave it as is. To leave the erotic as is would mean that a blowjob is nothing more, although certainly nothing less than a blowjob. The pure intensity of a blowjob, that is, a blowjob unencumbered by either sexual profundity or social morality, is the simple fact that it gives. Head is the it gives of the blowjob. Unfortunately, the uncertainty that is the non-conditioning condition of the irreparable often provokes an insistence of attention that is epistemological and discursive. This is a form of attention that wishes to turn the uncertain into the certain, the irrecoverable into the recoverable, rather than give an uncertain the inattentive attention that it gives and the unrecoverable the negligence that it needs. These shifts in status, or more accurately, a shift from being without a status to being with a status, may mark the regulatory transition of promiscuous erotic perversity into the normalizing discourse of sexuality. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
Thank you so much for asking. That made me want to drop out of school.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
So anyway, that's what I'm spending my night reading. Anyone else reading anything interesting or have anything to say?
Dana, are you listening? Are you out there?
Poot's asking if my mom's listening, because I believe that she is, unless she already isn't listening.
Am I? I keep getting stage shy. I got stage fright.
Whoa. That's okay, buddy. It's weird to see you like this.
It's weird to be listened to by so many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if it makes you feel any better, we currently have...
Wait, I have a quick fact.
9 listeners.
Okay.
Yeah?
So, you know Kiss 108?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know Maddie in the Morning?
Yeah.
He's kind of like a notorious Bostonian mean guy. And my dad's best friend, Bernice, dated him for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And? Was he mean?
Yeah, he was mean. That's why they broke up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
She just got divorced.
From the Bostonian mean?
Nah, from her husband of like 20 years. How he was cheating on her for like 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Drama.
With a woman named like Charlene or something.
Did it shake your worldview? At all.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely upset me, but like, I understand that like, love is fleeting
and like oh, you don't
I want to be a baby
it.
Again, you know?
So
you
don't blame yourself. We want then. To be a baby again. My mom asks if she should call in to comment.
Yeah, call me.
Yeah, mom, call me on my regular phone and I'll put you on the air.
I just want to say, Mrs. Balick, I've heard so many wonderful things and I can't wait to meet you right now.
Oh, wow. I hope that she's actually going to call.
Strong second.
We'll let it flutter in this moment of dead air for a minute. But I'm sure she has a smart comment
just
to say.
I'll scat while we're waiting, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Poot. Get on the mic. Scat for us.
Skibbity bop 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 bop. Scat ba da 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 da.
Ratata, gara pop pop, deep poop pop pop,
papa, kaka.
My mom just asked me, what's my number? Mom, you're texting me on my number. Just call me. Call me.
Zippity doo da.
Zippity, eh?
I was Annie in the musical, so I can do that.
Oh.
You're never fully dressed without a smile.
I want dialogue. I don't want
hey,
music.
Hey, Hopper man. Hey, Dapper man.
Hey, Dapper Dan. Yeah,
for no, but you're never fully dressed
without a smile. Should I just call her?
Yeah, why don't you just call her?
Okay. I call me mom.
Maybe.
I'm sure she has a lot to say about this topic.
Maybe real nearby. She might be pouring.
I'm calling my mom right now. Let's see if
she
answers.
She might be straightening his tie. Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Ann. Hey, you're on the air. Can you hear yourself?
I have a bunch of friends with me. Can we go on speaker?
You're on speaker.
Go on speaker.
What do you think? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about
all the good things.
By the way, this is not Mrs.
Balick
speaking. This is my friend Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny's calling, but you're already on. Hello. Okay. Well, they're clearly having a girls' night.
I love that. That made me want to have a girls' night.
Jenny, you're on the air.
We're on the air now?
Yep, you're on. Yeah, live on WMFO, live in Medford, 91.5
all right,
well, FM.
This is the Girlfriends of Greenville calling in.
Hello.
Hello, Girlfriends of Greenville.
We were wondering if you wanted a perspective from some 50 to 60-year-old moms.
Absolutely,
on
more than anything.
We do, yeah. What's your perspective?
I don't know. I forget. What are you guys talking about? I'm going
to
turn that down now.
Yeah, so... We're just live in the studio, just chatting, and it seems like you guys are all chatting yourselves.
We are chatting. We are celebrating somebody's birthday, and we heard you guys were talking about blowjobs, and first of all, we want to know, how did that come up?
Good question. So, I don't know if you...
That was one of your readings for school? That's what we're paying for?
Yeah, right? So, my class called Queer Art and Architecture, we're doing a long, very academic reading about cruising and queer spaces. And
What's cruising? What is cruising?
Poot, want to jump in?
Sure, yeah. So, awesome question. Great. You know the song YMCA? We want to be, you know that song, right?
Get closer to the phone because we can't hear you.
My bad.
What is cruising?
Hey there, can you hear me?
On the radio.
Phone. My bad.
Go ahead.
All right. So, you know the song YMCA made popular?
Yeah,
that's the one. You can sing a couple bars.
I recently danced to that on a bar in Roatan, Honduras with my best friend.
You're kidding.
Wow.
And that sounds like the best night that any girl could dream for.
I'll send you a video clip of that if you'd like, Emma. I will send you that.
Oh, please do.
Please do, says Emma. So, that song is about cruising. And cruising is essentially a term used to describe, different gay and queer people looking for queer sex. So that song is actually about young gay men looking for gay partnership in YMCAs in the 80s.
Everybody always makes fun like we're gay and we're not gay, but
that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not gay, but sure, you know what? There's nothing wrong with being gay. I embrace all the gays.
I would say that I completely agree.
Thank you so much, Jenny. That's such a lovely perspective.
I'm probably the coolest 50-year-old you'd ever want to meet. Just let me tell you.
That sounds like it. And what I think is cool is that even though you're not gay, you like the gays, and that's all we can ask for in today's political climate.
And they're just human beings like everybody else, right?
Yeah, the gays are just people.
Yeah, they don't judge me for being hetero.
And that's what you think, Jenny. Anyway, we'll get back to some music, but thank you so much for calling in. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Show. Got me now and I can't say no. Wanna be with you all alone. see you there. I don't know what to say. I feel scared.
There you go again. You call again. We're on again. The only problem is when we stop being friends. I had to throw a solid head away. You were my only friend. Guess it just depends. There we go again. You call again. We're on again. Only problem is when we stop being friends. I had to throw a solid head away. You are my only friend. Guess it just depends. Too hard, too hard, too hard. I'm just looking for love. Too hard, too hard. I'm just looking for love. There you go again, you call again, we're on again. The only problem is when we stop being friends. I had to throw a solid head away. You were my only friend. Guess it just depends. There we go again, you call again, we're on again. Only problem is when we stop being friends. I had to throw a solid head away. You are my only friend. Guess it just depends.
I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour, but all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. We beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow Challenge niggas lying and shit. Many Spetty Wop niggas stay eyeing my shit. Drake worth 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red or if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to kid this nigga with a lisp, testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
I remember when I used to have a crush on Special Ed. Shout out Designer, cause he made it out of Special Ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was biting my shit. Talking about, yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit? Wanna real, I should make these niggas scrap for the pussy. Young and main Lady Luck, get the strap for this pussy. And I woulda had Odell Beckham banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future dirty, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. M copped the Barbie dream house, then you can play the part. I ain't tryna bust it open in the trailer park.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
You know I'm all about them dollars. I be supporting them scholars. I let them give me some brain, but he wanted me to ride it. So I said, fuck it, I'm in. He wanna cut like a trim. And if he act like he know, I let him fuck it again. I
got them bars, I'm indicted. I'm popping, I'm uninvited. I said just lick on the clitoris, nigga, don't fucking bite it. I ride it in a circle, I turn Stefan into Urkel. I go around and around and I'ma go down in slow motion. Then I pick it up, look at it, I said daddy, come get at it. Yellow brick road, he said that I am a wizard. Yeah, they want it, you know I flaunt it, flaunt it. I'm a trendsetter, everything I do, they do, yeah, I put them up on it, on it. Dímelo, papi, papi, yo quiero sloppy, sloppy. I give it to you if you beat it up like Baki, Baki. I'm a killer with the shoe, no ceiling is in the roof, and I'm big at me to lose 12 cylinders in the coupe. I get done with the chrome, no telling when I'ma shoot. I just bang, 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 real killers is in my group, gorillas is in my unification, and where it's human, and I shine, shine, shine. Got diamonds all in my cubans, I'm in L.A. times more than when niggas looting in my flow, spit crack. I think that nigga using, he done bodied everybody, ain't closing these bitches, losing, using, using, up a bitch moving. No, I ain't studying, no, I ain't Ruben. Damn, a bitch snoozing. Shout out to my Jews, I'm Rick Rubin. Big back to these, yes, they be protruding. I be like, fuck em, bring a Lubin. I be like, fuck em, bring a Lubin.
Think I'm a bomb, bomb. The people with the arms on me, a can. With a different style, different fashion. You know? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, they might talk about me, ambition. Say one thing, they might talk about me, ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo.
Exciting,
huh? Yeah.
Okay, well, you just listened to Bam Bam by Sister Nancy. Before that, you heard Classic Barbie Dreams by Nicki Minaj, Only Friend by Maxwell Young, and of course, Niall Horan's timeless classic Slow Hands. I think we have some more songs coming in. I think this is a family affair tonight, wouldn't you say, Poot?
Aye, Captain.
My sister is going to send us some recs for our next few songs. We have an update. I don't know if you were listening, but we did just get an amazing call in from one of our 9 listeners, Ginny Macedo, all the way from Wilmington, Delaware. And she did just text me to say that her nickname is Jinjin 100. It's because she's so upfront and honest, she says.
That's why it's her nickname? I'd love to hear more about that.
So, Ginny, I don't know if you're listening to this, but thank you for your text. No need to apologize. You were honestly one of our best callers that we've ever had on the show.
It was great to talk to you, Jenny. Yeah. This is Poot again. Poot 103.
Yeah, wait. Poot 300.
Thank you for your questions of genuine intent and curiosity. And I hope to talk to you again soon, Jinjin.
Yeah. yeah, it's we have some more music coming in for you. Livvy's got some recs that we're gonna queue up, and I guess we'll just get to those. Yeah?
I love that.
So, yeah, I'm just
so there's gonna be a class in the Jonathan M. Tisch College of Civic Life next semester coming up called Hamilton in Context. So everyone put that on your calendars.
Next semester?
It's gonna be great, yeah.
You should listen to BTS to you.
Taught by Mary Pat McMahon.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Dean of Student Affairs, baby.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
So pencil it right on in.
Holla.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like Hamilton out there?
Ooh. I hear we got some fans on the air. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't say I like Hamilton.
Well, if anybody
wants... Never seen it, never heard it.
Oh, yeah. I saw it on Broadway, not gonna lie. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good. I learned.
Really?
Yeah, we had seats that were, like, obstructed view, so we didn't see anything that happened, like, on the top part.
Okay.
It's like, there's like a top stage and a bottom stage. We only saw a bottom stage Hamilton. But it was divine. It was excellent.
It was divine.
It was divine.
Oh my gosh. Also, another shout out to Ginny before we get back to the music. She does say that you can reach her at Jinjin100 at Twitter or Gmail. So if you have any more thoughts or just want to open up a dialogue, Ginny is ready to field those questions and thoughts. And yeah, we'll get back to the music. Thank you all so much for listening. This is Smoothies for Babies coming at you live from 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio, live in Medford, baby.
You kiss me, Kinski. You turn me crazy. I'm out of my mind wanting to be your baby. You kiss me, Kinski. You turn me crazy. I'm out of my mind wishing I was your lady.
voice in a crowd singing in the pines. Couldn't be any more hipster if I tried. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost don't wanna talk. Baby, don't touch me, I'm made of chalk. Fine pink lace and faceless effigy. And it scares me to think that nobody looks at me that way. Looks at me that way. Now I feel like I go with a bad migraine. Wake up tomorrow and my room's the same. Wanna pierce my nipples and go dancing in the rain. No more cyanide kisses, I'm methylene blue. I love everyone, but especially you. Wanna go ahead and pack a picnic just for two. But it scares me to think that you, baby, don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that way.
Ils ont changé
ce n'est pas bon. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they done to my soul. Look what they done to my soul. Well, they tied it up in a plastic bag, turned it upside down, ma. Look what they done to my soul. Ils ont changé ma chanson, ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire, et ce n'est pas bon, ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they done to my.
Thank you, Libby, for all those great songs. You just heard Liquid Smooth by Mitski. We love Mitski on this show.
Yeah.
Before that, you heard...
first ever listening experience.
Of Mitski? Oh, Sasha's kidding. wow, Sasha's so funny. Sasha, you're so funny.
Physical comedy, which Sasha's doing, translate
to be. Sasha's... her eyes are bulging out of her head, and she's looking very comical. Yeah, anyway, yeah, so for all you listeners out there, all nine of ya.
Hey.
Wait, let's see. Yep, still nine.
Still
okay,
nine.
Cool. That's so steady. Before that, you heard Look What They Done to My Song, Ma, by Melanie. Melanie? Milani. I'm going to say Milani.
Melania.
I feel like I should have been swilling a cocktail for that one. That was great.
I agree. I was tapping my foot pretty hard.
Yeah. Very jazzy. Very smooth. Before that, you heard Tonight I Feel Like Kafka by Jealous of the Birds and Kiss Me Kinski by The Prettiest. And upon a request by our number one listener and fan, Ginny, we're going to play a feminist power ballad by the one and only Beyonce. She says she requested a powerful woman song as a tribute to all of the cool moms out there. So this one is for all of you guys. And she, also, Ginny wants us to remind you that there are actually 6 listeners tuning in from Lewis, Delaware right now. So that's 15 in total. And we don't even know how many people are listening on those other 9 listening devices. So it could be just infinite. Anyway. Anyway, let's get back to the music. And we have a couple more minutes left of the show and a couple more songs for you. And this has been Smoothies for Babies on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Who run the world? Girls, girls. Who run the world?
Oh, you didn't think you were going to get away that easy without hearing a PSA on WMFO. Yeah, right, mister. Poop, take it away.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet?
100 animals?
That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while you're eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit.
Whoa, that's actually crazy.
Yeah, so what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It'll guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org.
Thank you so much. That's actually great to know. I mean, 2/3 of this cohort are already vegetarian, but Sasha!
I basically eat a vegetarian diet. Yeah, so.
Do you eat fish?
Every once in a while.
I eat all meat every once in a while.
I eat meat. Yeah,
I'm not a vegetarian. Okay, cool.
I said that when I'm cooking for myself.
No, yeah, but you eat meat.
I'm scared to cook meat.
Yeah,
I cook meat.
Right.
I mean, I eat meat.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, go on PETA's website, everybody, and adopt a vegetarian lifestyle. That was obviously a Beyonce power ballad that you just heard. Girls run the world or something like that. Who runs the world? Girls. Girls.
Girls.
Girls. And we'll play you out with some Imogen Heap.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek, baby.
It's a good one. Listen.
Thank you so much for listening.
Good night, Somerville, Medford.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just began to fall, crop circles in the carpet, sing.